Betty Rawson. We farm in Louisa County, Virginia.
What part of Virginia is that?
It is about 20 miles from Charlottesville, between Charlottesville and Richmond.
Well, congratulations on being chosen as Monsanto's 2013 America's Farmers Mom of the Year. That seems like that would be a pretty big honor. How do you feel about that?
It's just awesome. I tell you, it really hadn't sunk in yet.
That's right. Well, you were a finalist, and then they had a final round of online voting, and you came out on top. So you get a special, not only do you get recognition, but you get a special prize as well?
Yes, ma'am, $10,000.
That's no small change. I'm sure that could be put to good use on the farm or elsewhere, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, tell us, you're a grain and cattle farmer, but tell us, first of all, who you farm with. And I believe one of those folks nominated you for this award.
Yes, my husband and two younger sons. My husband's name is Charles, and my two younger sons are Charles and Lee, and Charles is the one that nominated me.
And did that surprise you? I mean, did you feel good to know that he put you up there as one of the best farm moms out there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And it totally surprised me because he hadn't told me anything about it.
First of all, tell me about your operation, your farming operation there with your family in Virginia.
Okay. Well, we own 525 acres in the Green Springs District, but we rent and farm around 3,000. And we grow soybeans and corn and barley and rye, and we have 750 Angus and Angus cross with Simmental cattle. And we have two production sales a year in April and November that we sell yearling bulls, seed stock, and some commercial cows. And that's pretty much.
Okay, and it says that your operation Quaker Hill Farm is also home to show pigs. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, we have show pigs. My son Lee, he raises the pigs, and we sell them for show pigs for 4-H and FFA. And we also have goats, show goats, and we are doing that now for 4-H and FFA.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot to keep you busy.
Yes, ma'am, we sure do. Keeps us going.
So, how many children have you raised while farming?
I have 5 boys, and we have 11 grandchildren.
So, you've been a mom and a farm wife and a farmer. Tell me about your involvement in the farm.
Yes, ma'am. And I also had a 27-year career with the Postal Service. And now I usually, I just do the bookwork and keep up all the farm papers and accounting and bookkeeping and taxes and so forth and run errands and do whatever they want me to do.
Well, that's no small job. I mean, when you have that much going on a farm, even if you're not out there doing the work outside on a day-to-day basis, somebody's got to keep track of what's going on, right?
Yes, ma'am. And that falls to me.
Sounds like you and your husband have involved your children to the point where that this is a business that will go on. Is it your hope that it will go on for generations?
Yes, ma'am. Our grandchildren are coming up now, and we're hoping that they'll take it over when the sons get tired of it, or grow it or whatever, you know.
Do you feel like people are beginning to get a better appreciation for agriculture? I know you know as a farmer that there are, every time you turn around, you read an article that says farmers are doing it wrong. And certainly Monsanto is a company that has faced that as well. But sort of being awarded by Monsanto, what would you say to people who say, well, you know, farmers are doing it wrong or Monsanto is doing it wrong?
I just think they need to get acquainted with the farmers and talk to the farmers and find out what they have to say about it and not listen to everything that they hear from other people. That I think the majority of the farmers care for their land and their animals as well as just the way they would take care of their own selves.
And Betty, you've been involved with the 4-H FFA Ag in the Classroom as well. So you can see you haven't, do you feel like you've had a direct impact on these kids coming up in agriculture in terms of how they're going to be able to communicate, not only carry on the farming practices, but to communicate to everybody that what they're doing is a good thing by feeding the world?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I certainly hope I have, you know, helped educate some of the children and reading to them at school and, you know, doing agriculture things with them for dairy day and things and trying to show them where their milk and all that stuff comes from.
Yeah, that's really important because if there isn't a connection, I guess people don't appreciate it.
That's right. If you don't know, you know, you just think it comes out of the grocery store.
That's right. Well, Betty, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about yourself, about what your plans are for the future, or anything like that?
Well, I think right now we're just going to hang on like we're going. We've gotten so that we don't have much time to do anything else. And I just want to thank everybody for voting for me and how much I appreciate that. And I'll do the best I can for Monsanto.
Very good. How about one last question? Any advice for young families bringing up kids and starting out in farming or continuing their own farming practices from their families? Any advice you would give to them about raising kids and farming at the same time?
It's the best in the world to teach to raise kids on the farm and to teach them the values of the land. And it's just such an experience that kids that don't grow up on a farm, they don't have any idea. And it's just a blessing for the family to be on a farm.
Great. Well, thank you, Betty. I appreciate your patience with me on all that phone stuff, but I think this is absolutely the best phone line we could have picked.
Right. Okay. Well, that's fine.
All right. Well, thanks. You have a good day.
Okay. Thank you too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hi,
Bye.
Liz.